Hello, everybody, and welcome to an episode of That Animated Podcast.
Oh my god, no way.
Oh my gosh, why did you answer it like that?
What's your problem? He hates my whimsy, I'll tell
you. Well, you had a problem right before we recorded, and I was just like, you know what, we'll just settle this on the podcast. We were getting into it really hard, actually, and now I'm pretty mad about it still.
How are you, actually? No, he's not.
I have a question for the audience.
I am beefing with him.
You are quite literally beefing. Yeah. So here's my question. I'm going to pose one to the audience.
So I don't understand.
Obligation, you have to answer.
This is so dumb.
Oh my God. So when I say meatball, what do you assume immediately?
Spaghetti.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. You would assume something like spaghetti and meatballs.
Yeah.
Or like the Italian meatball with Italian seasoning, or maybe even a sausage instead of beef, okay? But why do the Italians...
No sausage meatballs.
Yeah, there
maybe
are.
Maybe there are. Okay, don't call me on that. I'm Italian. I'm Italian. It's okay. Don't come for me. Don't come for me.
Anyway.
I don't break my pasta noodles. Okay,
why
go ahead.
Do they get the term just meatball? Meatball. When you say that, you just assume... in a spaghetti and meatball dinner.
Yeah, it could be a Swedish meatball.
What's a Swedish meatball? See, that's what I'm saying.
That's like, a different kind, and you can especially get them at IKEA, at the Swedish IKEA.
Yeah, but why does meatballs. Italians get the word meatball?
Dalton?
What?
I swear to God, I swear it's probably because Italians... invented it because it's like
invented the meat.
No,
they invented.
Maybe they even call it something different, but they said it in Italian and it just stuck. It's a meatball. It's so simple.
I feel like caveman came up with that.
I'm telling Dalton, I'm like, you're saying like, imagine he's like, when I say pierogi, what do you think of? I don't know, fucking Polish pierogi because it's Polish.
And you know, another thing, why is a hamburger called a hamburger if we're referring to a place?
Because the dude liked, or his last name, it has,
it was Hamburg, Germany.
Hamburger. Oh, it's because it would sound more luxurious.
Oh my God. See, that's
what
I'm saying.
Why
a caveman came up with the sandwich.
Wow, it's from Hamburg? Whoa.
See, at least nobody owns sandwich. It's not like referring to like the desert when you say sand.
There's also submarine or sub.
Submarine.
Or a, what else do they say?
Well, to be fair, the submarine sandwich was shaped like a submarine. So that one makes sense. There is no like, it's not like the Italy submarine.
Anyway. I don't get what your point was when bringing up, when you say meatball, why do you think
what is
of that?
That stupid? That's exactly why I wanted to talk about it. I'm like, you know, if you're going to argue with me on this, we're totally going to ask everybody what they think.
I'm just saying, it's just like, I'm going to freaking look
you
it
like
up.
You immediately got angry at me when I asked about this. You're like, what? Why are you even asking this question? Of course, Italians came up with meatballs.
Ancient Roman cookbook.
Roman cookbook?
Yeah.
They had more cultural reach. That's why they...
Well, no, listen.
Yes, they did.
We just named them what they were. Listen to me. Listen to my words. We just named it what it was called. It's similar to calling something like mashed potatoes.
Okay.
They don't have a special name, you know?
But when you
it's
say,
just mashed potatoes.
But when you say mashed potatoes, you don't just assume anything. You just think, oh, potatoes that are mashed.
I think mashed potatoes is more of an American or European thing. And that's why we say it in English.
Right. Oh, my
that's
God. Of course
English
we say mashed potatoes, you know? In English.
Like.
Well, are you kidding me?
But I mean, I'm pretty sure everyone just says mashed potatoes, right?
Well, and do you think in other languages that they wouldn't call it something along the lines of mashed potatoes?
They're all probably calling it mashed potato, but it like
that's why we call it mashed potatoes because we have potatoes.
But this
is my point. Meatballs are just meat and ball. That's it. There's nothing that like. You don't, but you always think of Italy when you
in
think of meatball.
Sweden, meatballs are called kotblar.
I'm going to bring back up sandwich because I kind of explained
buns.
That example wrong earlier.
Yeah,
when you
did.
Say sandwich,
no,
you don't think of a country. You just think sandwich.
No, you might think of a country. Hold on.
You might think of a specific
because
kind
what,
of sandwich.
What word is sandwich?
Oh my God.
What is that word? What does that even mean? A sandwich?
But
what does that even mean?
This is the most dumb episode we've ever made.
Sandwich.
Uh-huh.
Origin name.
Oh my God. This is just Emmy Googling food origin names now.
French.
But I see, we don't just think France when we say sandwich. Oh, sandwich.
Do you want to know why they did it? Do you want to know why they did the sandwich? Because they didn't want to touch the slimy meat. So they're like, we need something to hold this meat without touching it.
Okay.
A nice and easy snack. And they just, they're like, put some bread on it.
Okay. But like, what I'm saying is, yeah, they don't own sandwiches. They don't own the sandwich. They just made a sandwich.
Well, the Italians don't own.
Yeah, they do. Tell me one person who won't think of a meat spaghetti and meatball dinner.
A Swedish person.
A Swedish person thinks of
a Swedish person. Beauty pie.
Oh my God. Emmy, I'm telling you right now.
Oh wait, his wife is Italian, so it's mixed now.
Yeah, actually. How do you know? What if they say meatballs?
Oh my
for
God,
dinner?
They got together over their love of meatballs.
This is so dumb. This is so stupid. I feel dumb. I feel dumb for making this episode.
Do you really?
You should feel bad for listening to this episode. You should cry.
Yeah, what are we gonna do? What are we gonna make the icon a freaking, like, you're just like
giant
holding
meatball.
Some meatballs? The same amount of people who are going to click on water soup are going to click
God.
On meatball. How many views did
really
we get on
have,
water soup, huh?
We did have an argument over like water soup or rock soup, which
was
better.
I was trying to tell you about the story about the rock soup, and then a lot of people were like, but I wanted to hear her tell the story. And we never did. And then everyone in the comments ended up talking about it because it was a book.
Uh-huh. But mm-hmm. Listen.
Okay.
We are talking about meatballs today, not rock balls.
I really love a good meatball. I'm not going to lie. Like, I was actually craving them the other day. And it's a specific taste. I don't like no just like any meatball. Okay?
You like the Italian meatball.
It has got to be genuine Italian
See?
Meatball. And there's only certain like restaurants. My dad makes the best meatballs. I feel like that's a weird thing to say.
My dad's got
but
the
I'm
best
Italian.
Balls.
Okay.
That's weird like saying my mom makes the best pie. Like everyone believes you. They just
fart.
They their mind always goes like, "Heh, oh, I'm sure it's good." Yes.
That's like telling
your
somebody
wife's cookies are delicious.
Their baby is cute when they actually think it's ugly and looks like a chimp.
Oh my God.
Dude,
what?
Some babies look like little tiny.
I know there are some ugly babies, but
you just
damn!
Gotta admit it. What?
Who did you think looked like a chimp?
I don't think anybody looked like a chimp.
Why do you
I just
say
know,
that then?
Because a lot of people say that, okay? I just know a lot of people say there's like some little. There's some people that straight up say that when they were a baby, they looked like a little strange animal.
I mean, there are ugly babies, I know, but like. I've never heard someone describe it like that. Like they were.
Bro,
like
I was covered
chimp.
In hair. I was a little chimp.
Oh my gosh! What?
I don't know.
Did you eat meatballs?
Oh my God! There was this one time when I was like, "Wow, it just smells so good," and I like no one was looking. I took a little bit and I ran into the closet and I ate it
raw.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, because it has like raw eggs in it and.
My mom does that too, and she was like, she's a bad
Your
influence on you.
Your mom encourages me to.
She's a bad influence on you.
Because I'll tell her, I'm like, yeah, when I was little, I really liked to just like nibble on raw meat. And she's like, oh, I do it all the time.
Yeah, she does. She'll just take like a pinch of it.
You shouldn't. Here's a PSA. You shouldn't do that. You should not do that. But. It's definitely influenced me to take little bites now and then because there's just something about it.
What do you taste like the fresh meat or something?
Yeah, when all the things are mixed together though, which is even worse because it's got the raw egg in it too at that point.
Right. I mean, raw eggs are not as bad as raw meat. It's more so like with raw eggs, you're worried about salmonella, but with raw meat, you're worried about bacteria growing.
Salmonella?
Oh my God.
Gonna come to your house and kick your shit in.
But yeah, they're two different hazards, essentially. They're not the same hazard. They're two different ones.
I like putting raw egg in rice and ramen.
I don't.
But though the ramen does cook most of the egg at that point, but
Yeah, like ramen and egg is fine as long as you cook it and it doesn't come out like a gelatinous soup. Sometimes it does.
What if I want that?
I don't like that. Listen, it's fine if you like that, but I don't like that.
I love egg drop soup too.
Things that are like more gelatinous or cartilage.
That's a really that's a bad word for me.
That's what it tastes like to me. I'm sorry.
Ooh.
Like when you have like a half cooked yolk, that's what it tastes like.
Oh,
to
no,
me.
I love that.
Not like the soupy yolks, but like half hard boiled. When it's like still kind of orange in the center, not in the center, but like the whole thing.
Bro, I'm just going to eat that whole egg raw.
It's just not for me. I don't like that. I don't like it. It has to be either solid, mm-hmm. like a solid egg,
mm-hmm.
or if it's like sometimes yolk is okay. Sometimes. But I usually just like cooked eggs. To be
What's
honest.
Your favorite way to eat eggs, huh?
What?
Huh?
My favorite way?
Yeah.
I don't know. I cook with eggs. I don't think eggs are like a extra to me.
This
like,
dude hates picking base. Favorite anything.
I do.
Ask him. He's been like this the entirety that I've known him. I ask him for a favorite anything and it's like pulling a tooth with him.
It's because I don't want to give the implication that I like love something if it's not like something that I want all the time. And if it's...
Yeah, even with me.
Yeah, I'll tell you like, I don't know. Because
I couldn't even get a favorite color out of this guy for the longest time. And he just kind of like settled with red at one point. And it's flip-flopped. I think it's pink now. But even then, he just like...
Listen.
He doesn't... It's so hard to get preferences out of him.
Because
even
sometimes...
Even when it has to do with me.
Sometimes when you share preferences with people, that's like... Who you are to them.
Yeah.
And so it's more I don't always like to pick favorite things because it's like, it might be a reflection of how I feel maybe only in that moment. And I don't know. Maybe I'm just like, I take it too literally
You're
in that
You're too way. Unsure. You don't want to give anything like a defined answer.
If you ask like more so like, what do you currently like?
What is the current you like the most right
now? We've
been
making a lot of breakfast burritos.
Yes, and they're delicious. I'm so thankful to be with somebody that knows how to cook and likes to cook for me.
Oh my God.
He loves cooking for people. And especially like when we go over to my parents' house, they're like, so can he make this and this and this? When you guys are here, maybe?
I almost never cook those things either.
I know. Because you get the itch only every once in a while to really like experiment with something. But then you'll nail it. And then we'll have it for a while. And it's the best thing ever.
It's because it can be kind of a setup, some of those more special dishes.
That's why I got fatter once I got with him. Like, honestly, dude. I had a problem with eating. I like was scared to eat in front of anybody, including him.
You were in the house and you were like, I can't eat right now. Like, you're here. I'm like, just eat.
When I was younger, I had eating disorders and I straight up would just starve myself. And I lost weight that way, but like it was really unhealthy.
That's the unhealthy way of doing it. Yeah.
And then once I got with Dalton, he just ended up breaking me out of my shell and I got comfortable and he loved me for whatever shape I take. And I'm just living life. Okay.
It's just like, it's fine to care about weight and size, but you need to do it in a healthy way.
Yeah.
Like you should accept someone for who they are, how they look, but you should always push them to be the most healthy version of who they are. Because you're not going to live old with that person if you don't.
Exactly.
And you sitting around being scared of eating is the same exact type of problem as overeating. It's like you got to have like the right balance of everything in you.
I was so wish-washed. That's not a word
wishy-washy.
At all. Not wishy-washy. I was just like thrown around like you're fat and... You need to watch what you're eating. And so I literally would stop eating.
Well, you need to
when
know.
When I was a teenager.
And now you get to watch what you're eating. You're like, ooh, I get to look at all the food and then eat it. Mm. Yeah, it's so, I wouldn't say it was like frustrating, but it was like, come on.
You didn't really understand it. For me, it was like, we just keep saying like, we're doing it. Can we get another like counter for this
episode? Like.
I like you. Even when it was like my birthday or something, I would still be terrified to get anything that I actually wanted to get. I wouldn't eat at restaurants. I would have these panic attacks feeling like people were looking at me or judging me. And if I ended up getting like a plate that was too big, or they served me something that it was just bigger than what I thought, I would just like be mortified and freeze and not want to eat.
But that like ruins the whole experience and nobody's judging you.
Yeah, I know.
And that's like, that's why something I tried to like
about it. And also, one of my biological parents really made me feel bad about my weight growing up. And it was literally my birthday once, and I wanted to get a shake. And I was not bigger around that time. But he was like, oh, but how many calories are in that shake? You should really watch that. I was like 13.
Just no, out of 12? The blue, cared about it.
Yeah, I wasn't even 13. I was like 11 or 12 or something. And then I didn't want it.
Yeah, you should be able to like give a kid a diet without calorie counting that hard. Like, what? How many calories are in this milkshake?
Why did he even take me to McDonald's?
Yeah, that's really mean.
It was for my birthday.
That's exactly why I'm like, I've really tried to like minimize like that anxiety for you. Like, look, you really like, are you actually concerned that someone's thinking about you? Like, and you have no idea who they are. And she's like, yeah, like, well, you could just not think that they're doing that. And I know that's like easier said than done, but I like,
oh yeah, I like affirm totally that a lot.
Like,
now.
Don't worry. Nobody's thinking it. And even if they are, it doesn't matter. Like, ignore them.
There's still some traces of it. Like, I don't want to be the one like holding a bunch of like fat ass treats and snacks at the store or something. I'm like, can you please take some of these? I don't want to be the fat ass carrying all this around.
I know.
But it's if I like go to a restaurant or something, I'm not afraid like I used to be anymore. Yeah. But I still don't really like eating in front of people that much.
I don't like being done with my food before other people when I'm eating with people. It's so awkward. I'm just sitting there while everyone else is like finishing their food and I'm just like, I eat really fast.
That's okay.
I'm done.
You're a big boy. You're allowed to.
Yeah.
Honestly, I don't know what it is, but some about when Dalton is just like eating a big meal, I'm like, wow. Damn. Okay.
It
makes me a little feral, I guess.
Like mukbang.
Like, no, ooh. Not like a mukbang. Whoa, wait.
What do you mean feral? Hold on. What the hell?
Huh?
What are you talking about?
Oh. It's like, I mean, not in a weird way.
What the fuck?
I mean, it's like,
I'm learning something about you right now.
My mans can eat. Damn. Okay. Okay.
Oh my God. Right now I'm learning something about you. What?
Huh.
The audience is at the same time. Oh my God. All right. We're turning the page. There we go. Page turned.
Well, what's on this page?
I don't know. It's blank. Fuck.
Yeah, you should have thought about that.
Well, I'm sorry. I don't want to talk.
Anyway, I like when you make me stuff and I like that you made me feel better about myself.
Uh-huh.
You're a good partner, and I'm happy to have you in my life.
Oh, my God. I wish I could cut this out. You know me. I don't do public displays of affection.
No,
so
he doesn't.
You guys will never hear that on the podcast.
Yeah, he just, like, punches me in the stomach.
I love you too.
But it's okay because I asked for it.
You know what, guys?
Huh?
We have nothing to talk about today.
Well, yeah, you literally, before we started, you're like, you know what? I have something funny to talk about. And it's,
no.
What do you think of when I say meatballs? And I'm like, where is this going? And then here we are.
Yeah.
And that's
you immediately started going, I'm like, oh, this is a podcast idea.
Are you saying I'm yappy?
Yeah, you
like
did.
A little dog, like Lily. Are you insulting Lily or are you insulting me?
Oh my gosh. Anyway, listen, we like the fact that you guys watch a nothing episode like this. If you are listening to my words right now, you belong on the Gamer Chads board over there with Emmy.
You guys are still Chads in my heart.
Yeah, exactly.
Honorary Chads. Somebody honorary asked before if they Chads. Could be an honorary Chad. This is me answering you, yeah. In my heart.
Anyway, guys, thank you for putting up with a shorter episode today. It is Friday after all. And we will see you in...
It's Friday?
The next episode. Yeah.
Woo! Yeah, Friday. It's Friday.